All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes.
Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. It is season 8, and we are talking all things sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity today. These episodes are very useful for anybody in chemical or behavioral addiction recovery, or someone who might be struggling with behavioral or chemical dependency, or have or know a loved one who might be struggling. So please do tune in. Today we are talking about from porn to prostitutes. And what I want to talk about here are two things. I want to talk about tolerance increase. So if you're talking about alcoholism, when you talk about a tolerance increase, it means you can consume more and more and more over time with less and less and less of an effect. Okay? It is the same exact thing with pornography addiction. It is the same thing with sexual addiction and compulsivity. It is more and more and more and more of the behavior, more and more and more of the stimuli with less and less and less of an effect. And because you continue to crave the same amount of dopamine, the same level of nanograms of dopamine and that chemical cocktail that you get from the high, that you get from the acting out behavior, it means that you will push the limits of what you are consuming in order to get that high. So over time, I mean, on average, young kiddos, both boys and girls, start consuming pornography as early as 11, 12, 13 years old. And over time, that consumption starts to increase, okay? Because they build a tolerance to it. So it's not just how much porn are they looking at, how often are they viewing it. It is also about the types of material they are viewing. Because if it is shameful material, it is going to create more of a chemical cocktail that fuels the disease, okay? So things that are unusual, things that are provocative, things that are scary, things that are deviant, things that are way outside of their actual biological attraction. Okay, when you look at what they would gravitate towards sexually, like who are they in their true sexual beings versus the material that they start to view, these are very, very different habits, very different patterns of behavior, and start to look like two very different human beings. Okay, so I see young people start to consume pornography, and by the time we're 8, 9 years in, for a lot of people it's decades in, they have started to view and consume material that is way, way, way away from who they are in their authenticity, in their authentic selves, okay? And way far away from who they are sexually and what they would be sexually attracted to otherwise. So I see a lot of young people who are now two decades in, and they have started to look at materials like bestiality material. They've started to look at child pornography. They have started to look at things, view things, consume things, and become addicted and even dependent on things that take them very far away from themselves. And it only fuels the intense shame, and the intense shame only magnifies the addiction. Okay, because the addiction is what is being used to medicate the shame. Okay, so this is how that cycle starts. And so, yes, that's tolerance increase. Okay, it is the same thing as chemicals, because when you ingest a chemical, there is a cocktail of chemicals released in your brain. When you act out in a behavior, there is a chemical of cocktails released in your brain. It does not matter if it's the behavior that is addictive in nature, or if it's the chemical that is addictive in nature. You are still going to build a tolerance. Increased frequency, increased deviation in the materials that you're looking at, okay? And then the other thing that I feel like is so painful for the individual is increased preoccupation, increased anxiety, increased withdrawal symptoms, okay? It only increases their level of need, I'm quoting that with quotations, air quotes, need to go back to the behavior, okay? And so the level of preoccupation becomes all-consuming. So when you are not acting out, when you are not viewing pornography, when you are not, you know, having anonymous sex, when you're not going to Grindr, when you're not going to all of these things, the anxiety is building, building, building. And the preoccupation, the thoughts, the intrusive thoughts start building, building, and building. And that becomes the reason that you act out, not because you want to, not because that is your heart's desire. It is because it is a means to an end to medicate the pain, okay? This is the disease of addiction, and I just want to be clear on that. I want to talk about the tolerance that builds over time that usually starts with pornography in childhood, okay? Sometimes even prepubescent childhood, okay? And if you start looking at porn and you're prepubescent, guess what happens to your arousal templates? You're kind of stuck back there.
Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.
So when I'm looking at people who are now addicted to child pornography, one of the things I do ask is, well, how old were you when you started looking at pornography? Okay. it messes with your arousal templates. It takes you so far away from who your authentic sexual self is. And that is the danger. And that's why there is no such thing as healthy pornography. I'm going to say that again. There is no such thing as healthy pornography. Okay? It is designed and created to hijack your brain and take you away from yourself. It is not teaching you how to be a better lover. Let me be very clear that it is not teaching you to be a better lover. It is teaching you and programming you not to be. It is ensuring that you cannot have connected relationships. Pornography is not teaching you about connection, vulnerability, love, intimacy, and healthy sexuality. It is teaching you about objectification and taking you away from relationships. It is something that it breaks my heart. I work with so many young men and women who do not now feel that they are capable of having a healthy romantic relationship with anybody. One, because of how consumed they are by sex, how uncomfortable they get when they're around somebody that they might be attracted to. They feel so awkward because of what pornography has taken from them. They have acute courtship disorders where they don't know how to get into a relationship. And they definitely don't know how to stay in one because their primary relationship is to the disease of addiction. And there is no room for intimacy. There's no room for anything outside of that. It has made their world very small. So small that relationships don't have a chance. And it is so sad. There is no such thing as healthy pornography. I have not seen it add anything to any individual's life. And I've been working with a ton of couples. And even couples who use pornography together to enhance, quote unquote, enhance their sexual experience, when you get them in the room separately, they have very different views and opinions most of the time about how this is being used, when it's being used, why it's being used. So it is not taking them closer together, it's pulling them further apart. So again, you've heard me say this on this podcast 80,000 times. Recovery from sexual compulsivity is sex positive. It is not sex negative. It is about building healthy connection, romantic relationships, and understanding who you are and being proud of who you are as a sexual human being without any toxic shame around your sexuality. It is sex positive. But I am sorry. In my professional and personal opinion, when it comes to pornography, there is absolutely nothing healthy about it. And if you think there is, then there is a lot of denial that is coming up for you. And we have to look at the addictive nature and why it is designed to be so addictive. So again, this is just an opportunity for people to get real, to get honest, and to see if this is a thing that they believe is value added. Because if you need to believe that this is value added, then I really suggest that you go work with a certified sex addictions therapist so that you can start to address that and unravel that faulty belief system. Okay? I usually don't get on my soapbox about many things, but I have been witness to the destruction of many and many and many and many lives and decades and decades and decades lost to this pandemic called sexual compulsivity. And I don't want to see any more lives lost. I don't want to see any more days lost. I don't want to see more hours lost. It is time to invest in self, healing and recovery and independence from this. Your nervous system can function independently without it, but it does take help. Okay? It's not something that we can go at alone. All right. So I hope that I have a ton of questions that come in and you can argue with me till the cows come home because I am here for it. All right. I'm going to put my motivational interviewing cap on and wait for these calls to roll in. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Okay. www.lightninginabottle.biz. Don't hesitate to go to the website, to contact us, to email us. I'm here for it. And again, we're just all here for your health and healing and recovery journey. So have a great day. Please subscribe to this podcast and share it with anybody you feel like would benefit. All right. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey. Are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show.